we do. And I, what will I get? You'll get what we have. Welcome, newcomer. Fourth dimension, second door on the left. Hang on. And yeah. And here's the worst part of it all. We all in this room signed up for that deal. Awesome. This sounds beautiful. 26 years in, maybe I'll finally get to Oregon. Which, by the way, this is my first time in the state of Oregon. Yes. Well, tell me AA doesn't work. This was really my ultimate goal, not even quitting drinking. Maybe I'll get to Oregon someday. It's mission accomplished. I'm done. Now, I'm poking a little fun at AA, but on a much more serious note, I'll tell you this. The reason we don't have a definition of alcoholism is because we're not teaching things here. We're sharing. We're sharing for people to be able to identify. And what happened for me is that I started to be able to identify with people that I would meet later on in AA. As they started to share their experience and their strength and their hope with me, I started to correlate it back to myself. And I started to come to this discovery that what is wrong with me, what's been wrong with me all along, is alcoholism. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Alcoholism is an illness that affects me in three facets: physically, mentally, and spiritually. Let's talk physical. I have a physical allergy to alcohol. A phenomenon of craving, as the doctor's opinion talks about. What does that mean? It means that when I start drinking, I lose the ability of control and oftentimes will drink well beyond what I had originally intended. I am literally drinking for a craving that I cannot control. Now, what is a craving? What does that feel like? What does that mean? Let me ask you this. All of us right now are breathing in oxygen. Hold your breath. You will start to experience a craving for oxygen. When I start to drink, something takes over. There's an old Chinese proverb that talks about the man takes a drink, and then the drink takes a drink, and then the drink takes the man. Jesus, I get that. There's my story in a nutshell. I completely get it. I would go out so many times that I'm only going to do this. I'm not going to drink with that. I'm not going to drink whiskey. I'm not going to drink with this guy. All these different attempts, these various ways and methods to control and enjoy my drinking, and it was a fool's errand. It was never going to happen. I was always going to succumb to something greater than myself, some physical yearning for alcohol that once it goes into my body, it truly becomes beyond my control. Now, okay, that's kind of a bummer, right? But let's talk about that. Let's talk about a physical allergy. What if I was physically allergic to bananas? Okay? And every time I ate bananas, I broke out in red hives. How far down the rabbit hole do you think we're going to go with that kind of a deal? You know, when I eat Dole bananas, I get high. But I'm sure Chiquita bananas will be just fine, right? No, you're not doing that. You're not insisting that we have bananas in the house in case company shows up. I don't want to be rude. I want to have bananas. You're not hiding bananas all over your house. What if I wake up in the middle of the night and I just need a banana? Maybe I'll put one by in the toilet just in case. You're not doing any of that. Hey, I know. I've got a banana out in the glove box that's been there for 8 months. I'm sure it's fine. You're not lying to people. Hey, I'm going to go out for a little jog so you can run down to the store and mow down three bananas quick. You're not doing any of that. You're also not joining any kind of an organization called Bananas Anonymous and get a sponsor to stay away from those damn bananas one day at a time. You're just moving on with your life, right? Why? Because bananas don't do anything for you. Alcohol does something for me. And by the time it started doing something to me, it was too late. Alcohol does something for me. And so the second part of my illness, not only do I have this physical sensitivity to alcohol, I have this mental obsession of the mind to drink alcohol. A sober mind brings me back to a drink every time. Every time. Because despite what people say, you cannot clinically stay drunk more than 2 weeks or something. I mean, I know some people, I was drunk 30 years for every day of my life. No, you were not. There comes a point where the body has to sober up, and a sober mind brings me back to drinking, right? Now, I remember the